Hello and welcome to another new Pixel Recess. Today's guest is Corey Westerhold, with a K. Anyway, you might know Corey as an Instagram photographer or an Apple diva. I mean, Apple employee. I've known Corey for a long time, so that's why this episode will be a little conversational and very strange. Although that should not be unexpected. Today's show is brought to you by Garlic and Shoes. Enjoy the interview.
Why did you want to do this again? I don't understand. You asked me to do this.
I did. I was like, please.
Yeah.
Please, Wiseacre. I have a very important job, Paul.
I know you do. That's actually, this I think we could talk about is what you've done to us.
What I?
You know what you did. You can confess. It's all right.
I don't even know what to say, right?
Yeah, you do. You can apologize first.
I'm so sorry.
And then tell us what you're going to do about it.
I don't know what's happening right now.
I don't either.
I honestly, swear to God, I don't know what's happening. Is this the part where I'm supposed to say and you bleep it out?
So we're back to talking about iOS 7 then is what we're doing.
No, we weren't at all.
So you really don't have anything to do with iOS though, do you?
No. Yes and no.
How do... Yes and no.
I really can't talk about this stuff though.
So are you responsible for the silhouette ads?
Yes.
Are you? Were you one of the dancers?
I was holding onto his foot. Like, the guy lost his shoe and I was just like grabbing on it. Like, you're small enough to be a shoe. No, I don't know what I'm talking about, man. I'm sorry.
You're a shoe? You're a shoe holder. You're a shoe horn. You're the shoe guy. So your job's to annoy people, basically.
My life is built around the idea of annoying people. So please don't. You got to promise me and swear to God you're not going to put this on.
Which part?
This talking about Apple, man. Like,
not all of it. No, I'll take
not all of it. Oh, wow. Thanks. Where did Wiseacre come from?
It was a word of the day on dictionary.com.
Was it really? That's an actual word?
It is. It means smartass.
Does it really? Oh, mm-hmm. So it's like old bully. Like it's an old, like.
Exactly. Really? It's like that. All right, what a wiseacre that guy is. We're, yeah. Bully. Listen, friend. Say, friend. In my day, we didn't use math. We used horses. We counted everything by the frogs in the hamper. That's what we used as currency. Frogs. Sonny, hey, bully. Old timey. It's old timey talk. Yeah.
What are we talking about? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I'm just gonna Google Nashville Jesus.
I wanna hear you typing. Please type for me.
Can you hear? Hold on.
Okay, do it. Yeah. I enjoy that. Oh, that's beautiful.
That was fake. That was SJJSFBNWA.
What is that? How does that sound when you say it out loud?
Wads, I think, is the end of it with a silent J. Swedish.
It's probably Icelandic. Okay, now that's what we need to talk about. How do we actually know each other?
I don't really want to talk about that.
Do you think that people know you more for the Instagram, iPhone, photo kind of stuff now?
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows who I, which I'm happy.
No, but look how many followers you have. People know who you are. It's not as if you're not. Those are gotten. Those aren't bought, I don't think. Did you buy your followers?
Yeah, I did. No.
I'm Twitter user. This is sad. This makes me sad. I'm Twitter user number 3,357,441. I joined in April 2007.
Too. I was July 2007, uh-huh. And I'm 7,407,000. So.
Can you cry on command? I'm just asking.
Can I cry on command?
Yeah, can
Maybe.
I think I hear you coming.
not on command. I cry very easily. But not necessarily on command. Is this, am I doing concessions?
I don't know what we're doing.
I have to poop. That's why I was projecting onto the pencil.
You were projecting poop onto the pencil?
Number two. It's like, man, I have to poop, but.
I thought you were saying that you draw things to keep from pooping.
No.
Do you have a number one pencil?
Is that the number? That's the number 77.
What's number 77?
Doing it all at the same time.
It would be a sensory unload instead of overload. It would be an evacuation. Something comes out of your ears. All the wax comes out of your ears at the same time.
I think it's
time.
Just called death. I think that happens when you... This has got weird, dude. I'm sorry. I don't know what.
Have you seen a man die? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I've never seen it. Luckily. there's a lot of weird, real moments in this conversation.
I've loved every bit of it.
Yeah, dude, sorry I got to bounce.
But I have to go. No, I got to go before you do.
Are you just going to like cut?
Well, that was my talk with Corey. As you can see, it got very strange. As always, please go to the website where you can find old episodes, or go to iTunes and search for Pixel Recess and continue to leave reviews and ratings. I appreciate that so much. Next week, we will have a very special guest, Mr. Chris Collier, whom you might know as a CSS magician. Until then, enjoy your week.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.